This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Perhaps you've heard the expression that goes like this: there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, that was said by a World War II journalist. His name was Ernie Pyle. And in his work, he saw a number of soldiers in life and death situations. And I think he was probably convinced there was a time when soldiers were facing death that they turned to God. Now, the atheists say, no, that's not true. There were plenty of people that were in the foxholes, as it were, who were not Christians. But I have a feeling, when I think about this, that Ernie Pyle was right. There are no atheists in foxholes. So what goes through your mind when you think of the prospect of death? Would you call out to God? Would you make a deal? And you might say, look, God, if you save my life, I'll change my ways. And I suppose it's called making a deal with God. And when we're confronted by our own mortality, especially in war, questions about God can come very quickly into focus, and then we would make deals with God to ensure our own survival. I was very interested to read about Andrew Gaze, the legendary Australian basketball player. I think he's known to most of us. Did you know that Andrew Gaze had his own foxhole experience? Very interesting. He was coming home with his team from Brisbane when he discovered that his right arm was swollen, and not long after that he found himself in a Melbourne hospital, diagnosed with a blood clot in his upper arm. It seemed a very odd thing, and here's a young man who was 25. But the problem became worse. In fact, the clot moved to his lungs, and his condition got worse. And Andrew Gaze started to question some very serious realities. He said, this is serious. He said, I've never thought about how I would die. I was too young even to think about that, let alone face up to the prospect. But I never imagined, he said, I'd leave this earth in pain, coughing up all this blood. I'm not a religious man by any stretch of the imagination, but when I thought I was going to die from a blood clot in my lung, I started to make deals with God that could never be upheld. I don't recommend you try it, he said, but this was the biggest challenge I had to face. And they're very honest words, aren't they? And that's from his book. Andrew Gaze was making a deal with God, something, as he said, that he never imagined he would do. Now, it never occurred to him. And I'm sure that he wasn't the first young man to bargain with God to ensure that he would live. And if you were faced with a situation like that, what would you bring to the bargaining table? What would you say to God? What would you be willing to give up in order to stay alive? Now, I don't know what Andrew Gaze promised to do, but I guess he was willing to sacrifice his talents in basketball if God would take away this blood clot problem. So in this book, this autobiography, it's called The Andrew Gaze Story. He said, when you're faced with making a deal with God or the devil, you would no doubt accept that being an all-time loser on the basketball court, you'd accept that if it meant living. That's what he said. Well, fortunately, Andrew survived this brush with death. He got on with his life. And the question would be, how has it made his life different? Well, I don't really know. It probably did in some way. And usually people who are faced with life-threatening illnesses are different in some ways afterwards. And maybe he now has a deeper appreciation of life, and maybe his faith in God is stronger. But he says in his book, on the basketball court there are lots of decisions to make. Some cause loss, some prompt victory, he said. But none of them is about life and death. It's very interesting. So there are some big issues in life, aren't they? Some that we can put to one side and say, oh, look, I won't worry about that until I'm older, but who knows what tomorrow will bring. Andrew Gaze certainly didn't think at 25 years of age he'd be facing a blood clot. But that, you know, there's something that God has put in our hearts, something that is actually there, which asks the question, what's my purpose in life? Well, the Bible says, and this is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he has made everything beautiful in his time. He's also set eternity in the hearts of men. So there it is. To know a loving God who is in control of our lives can make a difference. So life can change, as it did for Andrew Gaze, but let's trust God for a foundation and stability. Heavenly Father, thank you today that we don't have to make a deal with you. We can live each day trusting you for all things. We thank you for that privilege, and I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.